Back to the book broadcast. Thank you so much for tuning us in today. Hope we can be a blessing and be a help to your heart this morning, and invite you to church today. You need to be in the house of God, and we invite you to church with us here where we're members at Mountain View Baptist Church here in Tryon. Brother Kevin Norton's a pastor. You come be with us today in the services throughout the week, and you'll receive a blessing, I'm sure. If you're not a Christian, I urge you to come to the house of God and hear the gospel. The Bible said, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You receive faith to get saved by hearing the gospel, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then come to him by faith, believing and repenting of your sin, he will save you. Promised you that. He said, he that cometh to me, I'll in no wise cast him out. He made a promise, and he will fulfill that if you'll come today. They don't send it out to the shut-ins, or just not able to be in the house of God this morning. I trust that this will be a good day for you, and hope we can be a bright spot somehow in your day-to-day as you're going through the Lord's day. When in your heart you know you want to be in the house of God, you would be if you could, and we want to send it out to you today. Hope it'll be a special blessing to your heart today. Then those that are sick and suffering, trust that you'll look to the Lord today for strength and for help in the time of this need that you have in your life today. And so God's always a prayer of present help in the time of trouble. And we're not without help and hope in this world. And we do have a Savior that cares. He understands. He knows. And he can do anything he wants to do. And just finding his perfect will to do it. He knows the future. That's the reason some things he don't answer for us when we ask of him. Because he knows what's ahead. He knows what's best for us. And he knows how to get glory out of our lives. And so today we urge you to be in church. You come to church this morning. We want to pray for your needs. That God would help you today. He will if you look to him and turn your face toward him. He'll help you. David said, I lift up mine eyes into the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. And so he knew exactly where to look as he looked to the hills where God dwelt and found some help in the time of need. Amen. So let's pray together this morning. Father, as we bow in your divine presence this morning, thank you for this day. Privileged, Lord, just to be once again before the microphone and try to be a help and a blessing to somebody out there this morning. I pray you'd help us today as we open the Word of God. And we've no doubts about the power of the Scripture, the power of the Gospel. And we no doubt about that. But Lord, help us today to exalt the Savior through everything that's done. We love you. Thank you for every blessing you've given. I pray you'd bless every need in Radio Land this morning. Touch those hearts that need help today. Encourage the discouraged. And lift up the saints of God. And then, Lord, please bring conviction upon that sinner that's hearing us today. We'll bless you and praise you for all you do in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. All right. We appreciate you tuning in again this morning. Thank you so much for doing that today. We're going to have some songs. Hope it'll be a real blessing to you today as they sing.
tree each day now for me. Since I found His peace so serene, He helps me with each task. If only, only I'll ask. Every day now I'm just learning to you. to your every need is found at Calvary. Come to me. I will never leave you. I will be your everything, all you'll ever need. Run to me. Though you're tired and weary, rest beneath shadow of my wings. Won't you come to me? Rest beneath the shadow of my wings. Won't you come to me?
Amen. Well, I tell you can come to him. He will hear you. And he will answer. He's a God that does that. I praise God for that this morning. All right, the book of Psalms, chapter 23. Very familiar passage of Scripture. Chapter we want to read this morning and try to bring to you some thoughts from the Word of God today. Once again, meet us in Sunday school this morning at 10 o'clock. Worship 10:45. Back at 5 for evening service, 7 on Wednesday. You're at Mountain View Baptist Church. You come be with us in the services there. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. What a tremendous psalm today. It's used so many times, been preached so many millions of times since it's been written. But I want to look at this morning for just a few minutes today. The secret here to a happy life and the secret to a happy death and the secret to a happy eternity is found in verse 1. In verse 1, we find David made a very emphatic statement. It all hinges, the blessings hinges upon if we accept verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd. That speaks of relationship. That speaks that David at one time found that he himself needed a relationship with the Lord. Now, he was familiar with the sheep, and he knew what it was to take care of the sheep and supply their needs and take care of them. And realize that's what God does to those that are his. And so somewhere on the hillsides there, somewhere where David was, there he formed a relationship through believing in God and through believing in what the Lord could do, and he became a child of God. It became a personal relationship. The Bible said, the Lord is my shepherd. Very emphatically, David made that statement, the Lord is my shepherd. He's my shepherd. Now, I can speak for myself today, and you ought to be able to speak for yourself today. Day, is the Lord your shepherd this morning? Do you belong to him? Have you been born again? Have you been saved by God's grace? I'm not asking you if you're a member of some church, or I'm not asking you if you've been baptized, but I'm asking you, have you been born again? There has to be a new birth take place before baptism comes, and so you must be born again. Jesus himself said that, and so you've got to have that relationship. And so how's your relationship this morning? Are you a child of God? Do you know that you belong to him today? Now, is he your shepherd this morning? Is he taking care of you? And David said very emphatically here, he is my shepherd. The Lord is. And he was believing in the Lord. The Lord is my. I like that relationship there. He's my shepherd. I belong to him and I'm one of his. And so the Lord is my shepherd. In other words, in that shepherd sense, David recognized the fact, and the food is supplied by the shepherd, and the water is led to by the shepherd, all the necessities to live healthy is there by the shepherd. He knows exactly how to take care of the sheep. And so David knew by experience, and he compared his relationship with the Lord the way the sheep are. And so the Lord is my shepherd. Oh, I belong to him this morning. You have the thrill of a happy life today in your life. You know, everything else in this chapter hinges upon verse 1. The Bible said, I shall not want. And you can't say that unless he's your shepherd this morning. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, and he leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Now, all of that happy life that you can have hinges upon the verse 1. If you are a sheep of God, are you a part of his fold? Is he your shepherd this morning? Has there been a relationship formed between you and the Lord Jesus Christ? Jesus said, come unto me, and all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest to your soul. The relationship in your life, it brings about a happy life that you can enjoy living here in this world. You say, preacher, it's a sinful world. I know it is. And there's things we don't agree with, things that's going on that it seems like we can't do anything about. But I'm telling you, brother, he's still in control. And in spite of all of that, in the midst of everything, he can give you a table in the presence of your enemies. I tell you, Jesus, that relationship, it can be real. Paul spoke about the joy of that relationship, the joy of being one of his. And the real joy in your life today is not based upon how good a job that you have, how much money you've got in the bank, what kind of automobile or truck you're driving, this morning, not kind of house you live in, how many square feet is in it. It doesn't make any difference if you don't have a relationship with the Lord. And so he will supply all of your, and you can be happy in that relationship with Jesus Christ. And so there's the joy of a happy life. The secret of a happy life is found in verse 1, when the Lord is my shepherd. And so you can have that life today. You say, well, I'm not happy. Well, something's wrong spiritually in your life. You may be unsaved, or you may be away from God, whatever it is, but you can be happy in living for the Lord Jesus Christ. You can be happy in that relationship that you have with him because of that daily supply. He speaks about those things there in those verses. He makes you to lie down in green pastures. Oh, listen, there's no barren lands where Jesus is. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. In other words, he supplies the needs of my life. And then he leads me beside the still waters. And there's the comfort and the solace and the comfort of being near him. And that brother realized that he's the shepherd. And the sheep didn't have to worry where they was going to graze at on the next day. They didn't have to worry where the next drink of water was coming from, because the shepherd led them out to the green pastures. He leads them beside the still waters. They couldn't drink from running water, but they drank from the pools that he led them to and supplied their every need. So listen, my friend, today that relationship of a happy life is based upon verse 1. You've got to have, you've got to belong to him. You've got to be a child of God. You've got to know that your sins are gone. You're not haunted daily by the sins you committed, whether those things are forgiven you. It forgives all of our sins and makes us a child of God. And so that relationship you have, listen, and he said, he restores my soul as a child of God. Brother, I'm telling you, there's days when our soul needs restoring. There's got to be some comfort of that presence of an almighty God. And there's got to be the comfort of drawing right up close to Calvary and right up close to the Lord and right close to Jesus, confessing our sins. And brother, drawing the grace of God. And we know what he said about that relationship. He said, my grace is sufficient for you. I thank God for every day that you face, for every problem of life that you're dealing with, for everything that you're facing in life. There's grace to help the child of God. He gives you grace. He gives you help in the time of need. He restored my soul. And then listen, and it also involves your daily walk. You can be happy in walking with the Lord. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Hey, brother, you can be happy walking for the Lord today, living for the Lord, and walking the paths of righteousness. You say, well, everybody sins. I know they do. It's not talking about willful sinning. Brother, if you sin and get it right with God and you fail the Lord, all of us are going to do that. But I tell you, in 1 John chapter 1 tells us, if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ. And we'll confess our sins. He's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I'm telling you, my friend, that relationship that you have with Jesus Christ gives you a happy life to live, keeping your sins confessed, going to the house of God, worshiping with the saints of God, reading your Bible, taking time to pray. Listen, my friend, and you can enjoy that life that you're living now in this world today. We don't have to go about with our head hanging down and with a frown on our face. Brother, God gives us joy in living for him. And each and every day, there's joy in being saved. Amen. I wake up every morning and I don't have to worry through the day about me going to hell. Praise God, there's a happy life of a child of God. I go to bed at night, I go to bed worrying if I won't wake up, that I wake up in hell. I know I'm a child of God. My sins are forgiven. My sins are gone. And brother, I've got hope and joy of knowing that one day we're going to see the Lord Jesus Christ. And so there's the fact, the happy life is because of verse 1. Then you found there's a happy death. Amen. Oh, you say, preacher, you don't talk about a happy death. Oh, yeah, the Bible speaks about that. He said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Hey, my friend, listen, when you walk through that valley, the valley of death, you no need to fear no evil. No, sir. Did you know a shadow never hurt anybody? It's a shadow of death. Amen. We're not going to die the second death because we've been born again and saved by the grace of God. We're not going to be confronted with a second death. But I tell you, listen, the death of this old body is just a fleeting thing. And brother, we're going to be absent from the body and present with the Lord. Amen. This body's going back to the dust from whence it came, and the soul and the spirit goes back to the Lord from whence it came. Thank God. And so there's a happy death. Amen. You can die happy. Praise God. Amen. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we're all going to have to walk through that valley unless the Lord comes back and raptures us out before we get to the deathbed. But I'm telling you, brother, I will fear no evil. And he said, I'm not afraid to walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I'm not afraid to do that this morning. Amen. He said, for thou art with me. The very presence of God is right there with those that dies in the Lord. He said, blessed in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his saints. He's right there to walk through that valley with us as we're going through that valley. Praise God. And he said, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. There's a comfort in knowing that he's right right there taking care of us. And the devil tries to snatch us away, but he can't get through the blood. Amen. If the devil could get through the blood, he'd get saved, but he can't get through the blood. Praise God. And we're safe and secure, and we're sealed by the Holy Ghost and that lives within us today. That's right. And we're saved to the day of redemption. So there's a happy death that we're going to have one of these days if the Lord don't come back. And then there's a happy eternity. Amen. And there prepares the table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We're going to dwell in God's house forever. That's a happy eternity. Praise God to enjoy. Why? Because of verse 1. Because we're one of His sheep, and He's our shepherd, and that relationship has been established, and He's keeping us for eternity to the place that He's got prepared for us. And when He goes away, and He did, He's going to come again and receive us unto Himself, that where He is, there we may be also. So there's something to enjoy today. Thank God there can be a happy eternity for you as a child of God. Praise God for that today. Isn't it good to be saved this morning? Thank God. It's good to be born into the family of God. We appreciate you listening this morning. May God bless you as our prayer on the next Sunday at this same time.